Ho, 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 closet busters and closet dwellers. Okay, that was a really bad Santa imitation, I know. And for those that you don't like Santa or don't believe in Santa, sorry, but I just felt like I had to do it. It's me, Rick Clemens, the Bold Move Maker. It is time for another Life Uncloseted riff and rant. And today I thought I would riff and rant a little bit about, well, obviously the holidays. Now, some of you I know have just wrapped up your holiday celebrations for Hanukkah. A lot of you are just entering into those final frenzied moments of getting ready for Christmas. And of course, all of us are about to come into another new year. Wow, 2018. You know, as I was thinking about 2018, I thought 2020. I remember when I was a kid and people would talk about the year 2020 and I thought, that's so far away. And now here it is getting closer and closer by the moment. But that's not what we're here to talk about. What we're here to talk about, or what I'm here to talk about and to rant and rave on a little bit, which I don't think it's really a rant. It's just something that kind of struck me that I'd really like to invite you to take a holiday hiatus. Now, what do I mean by a hiatus? Well, I think a lot of us come into the holidays going, okay, let's do this. This is what we always do. This is how we show up. We go and we go to parties that maybe we don't want to go to, or we spend time with family and we know we don't want to do the traditional stuff. And then there are times that everything is just what we want to do. We look forward to it. But at the end of the day, I think for many of us, by the time this whole 3 to 6 week season is done, from Thanksgiving, in at least here in the U.S., Thanksgiving on through New Year's, it's like a marathon. And I'm just wondering what would happen if you took a little hiatus. And here's 10 things that I think could really, not 10 things I think, these are 10 things I know that could really, truly help you. Well, take a little holiday vacation in the midst of all this holiday madness. Yeah, it's time for you to take a holiday hiatus. So number one, observe what's happening without any judgment. I think too often we get into parties and social events and family gatherings and everything. We start observing and we start rolling our eyes. And I am raising my hand to that one. And I'm just inviting you to maybe just observe without any judgment and see how different you feel. Number two is kind of candlelight somebody else. Okay, so I would rather have said spotlight, but I'm trying to do the holiday theme thing here. So kind of light a candle in your mind and honor somebody else. Let them be in the spotlight during these holiday festivities. So that's number two. Number three is all about us, so listen closely. I would really like you to focus on what you really want, what you really want to experience and get out of the holidays. This is one of the most beautiful ways to start to uncloset yourself from a lot of anxiety and all that sort of stuff. So focus on what you really want. Could be something material, but I'm going to invite you to think about, come January 2nd or 3rd, what would you like to be thinking that you got from the holidays? So there's going to be another little thing I'm going to give you here in a few minutes on the list that's going to help you focus on what you want. But and then take a chill pill, for crying out loud. Just chill. This is going to happen every year. Every year that we get to be blessed to be on the earth, the holidays are going to roll around and we all get antsy. And I have to be really honest, in the midst of this move, as you've been hearing me talk about, I'm not sure, as I'm pre-recording this, because I may be in the midst of moving, I'm not even sure if we'll be in a new house by the holiday. And if not, well, we'll figure it out. But I'm taking a chill pill. The next one I want to invite you to do, this is number five, is activate your senses. Like really, truly activate the senses around the holidays. This means smells. This means touching things, hearing things, all this sort of stuff. Now, I know we do this. It's kind of natural. But when was the last time you actually like stood in front of a bakery and really smelled all the gingerbread and all the great goodies that they're baking? Or when's the last time not just smelling the pine needles on a Christmas tree, that you walked up to the tree and you touched those pine needles and you really felt them? Or maybe you stood and watched kids as they played with their, you know, Hanukkah dreidels and stuff like that. What I'm inviting you to do is really activate your senses and see how much that brings you into a space of being really at peace. Number six is do something completely different. I know that this year may be the first year that we don't have time to put up our Christmas tree. And so I'm trying to think, okay, so what could I do? How am I going to make this different if that happens? But something that's really cool about doing something different is it can either start a tradition, or it can be spontaneous that each year something new is going to happen and nobody knows what it's going to be. In fact, I have some friends who, that's one of the things they do, is everybody has one little spontaneous thing they come up with that's new each year. And it's really quite beautiful to see what their family does. The next one is engage with the wise men and women. In fact, let's rephrase it. Engage with the wise women and men. I don't want to be sexist or anything, especially in these days of Me Too, because I think women have every right to be listed first as men do. But how many times have you gone and been in the presence of someone who's lived many, many holiday generations and you didn't engage with them? I find it so fascinating to sit with someone who's been through 50, 60, 70, 80 years of holidays and to hear what they've done and how they've lived. And as you listen, the next thing is to also be silent. Be silent kind of goes along with chilling out. It kind of goes along with the observing without judgment. But sometimes I think just sitting and being silent, in fact, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I'm hoping we will be able to have our Christmas tree up very soon so I can have at least one evening of just sitting and being quiet with the Christmas tree and the ornaments and the lights and everything. But being silent is also about being silent and just letting someone else talk and share. Now, this next one is my favorite. It's be a kid again. Have fun, do some crazy fun stuff. I love to just like be a kid again when we do the presents, because it brings me back to that sense of freedom, of joy, and just allowing myself to be who the heck I want to be. And the last thing I'm going to invite you to do is set one intention. One intention that you can actually stick to. That come January 2nd or 3rd or even the first day of January that you say, you know, I set this intention for the holidays and I actually made it happen. You see, each of these things is a way of taking yourself and putting yourself on a little holiday vacation, a holiday hiatus from the norm of the stress and the hustle and the bustle. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the hustle and bustle. A lot of people love that. I'm one of those people that kind of likes it too. But sometimes we need to take a little hiatus and do what we need to do to truly uncloset ourselves from the holiday madness. So that's it. We're just a couple of days away from Christmas for those of us who observe that. And just a few days away from a bright new 2018. And with that, I just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the beautiful holidays that happen at this time of year. But most of all, I want to say thank you to you, my listener, for allowing me each and every week, a couple of times a week, to come into your lives and celebrate the joys of being bold and living your life uncloseted. Have a great one, everyone. And now let's go drink some eggnog. Take care. Bye-bye.